Returning to this morning's biggest news, the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq has been killed last night in an American airstrike. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster is here in our studio this morning. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi began emerging as an Al-Qaeda leader even before the start of the war in Iraq. Back in 2002 in his native Jordan, two men were arrested for killing an American diplomat. Soon after, NPR's Ann Garrels reported that one suspect was tied to a man who was, at that time, unfamiliar to the American public.
And he says they were allegedly ordered and supplied by another Jordanian called Zarqawi, who's believed to be a lieutenant of Osama bin Laden.
Zarqawi was a Jordanian convicted in absentia years ago for attacks in his native country. American officials already knew the name. They said he was linked to both Al-Qaeda and to Iraq. The Bush administration soon invoked his name to justify the U.S. invasion. He emerged as a leader in Iraq soon after the start of the U.S. occupation, and Zarqawi became a central concern after the capture of another leader.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
That's Paul Bremer, the former U.S. administrator in Iraq, announcing the capture of Saddam Hussein. After that capture, the Iraqi insurgency only intensified. So did the American hunt for Zarqawi, but was never clear how much direct influence he had over insurgent groups. Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group analyzed the insurgency this year.
An assortment of divergent, disparate insurgent groups with different longer-term goals. Some of them are nationalistic, others are jihadi, others are simply based on resentment among Sunni Arabs. And they've coalesced for now around one goal, which is to get rid of U.S. troops, coalition troops, in Iraq.
But there was no doubt that he was the most prominent surviving figure in the opposition to the United States. Just over 1 month ago, a tape of Zarqawi's voice appeared on the Internet. In that tape, just weeks before his death, Zarqawi asserted his primacy over the insurgency in Iraq. Today, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi appeared in public again in photographs the U.S. military showed of his dead body.